I think our process that we went through was a good one, but it was difficult because we did have cuts, we had layoffs, and we eliminated positions. That's always very, very difficult, and especially in health. And we knew that we had a budget crisis in health. We started that last year, where we were $19 million in the hole in behavioral health. And we started to look at what we were offering people and how we were doing the programs that we were doing, and looking at what was statutorily required versus what was very beneficial to do at the local level, but not required by either state or federal sources.
Why was the deficit particularly challenging this year?
Certainly, without the backfill of the property tax losses due to the fires. We had asked for the third year backfill. This year's backfill to the county's general fund would have totaled about $5.8 million. That's significant, especially when you have an $8 million deficit in one department. That could have solved, obviously, a big chunk of that. We weren't able to achieve that this year, even though our state senators went to bat for us and really tried to pull that back. But so we had to just make do without, and just made it more difficult. I think on top of that, you have increasing costs at the county level due to a number of factors, certainly increased labor costs, and then you have reimbursables from state and federal sources that remain flat for a number of years. And as when costs go up year after year, you're constantly falling behind, and at some point that catches up to you.
And can you talk about where those cuts were made? Which departments were hit the hardest?
It was really across the board, although again, in health, partly because it's one of the larger departments that we have, they saw more. Probation, quite honestly, had a lot of cuts this year. There's a few casualties along the way, a few things that we lost, but we try to minimize that and really go with the department heads' recommendations of what their priorities were going forward.
The Department of Health Services lost funding for their home visiting programs, including one that was aimed to support teen parents. At the same time, the board provided more funding for emergency management. I asked Supervisor Rabbit what that increase will look like.
Yeah, we had made that multi-year commitment to make sure that we beefed up our Department of Emergency Management. And you know, quite frankly, since the fires, we've also had a federal disaster in the floods in the Russian River. So I think it's what this county needs to continue to do. We put about $3 million within that department to invest in the creation of a comprehensive community and alert warning system, something that I think people have been clamoring for. We also put about $8 million into our fire service agencies, continuing to make adjustments, consolidations. We have about 10 fewer overall agencies today than we once did just a few years ago. So we've made that commitment. We are following through. We want to make sure we have a strong leadership team in place, which I believe we do, and to make sure that we're prepared for not if, but when the next disaster strikes.